Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Welcome back in. Rutherford Issues continues here on WGNS, and Carrie Boylan is going to be talking about toys and tots and who knows what else. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you, Brian. Yourself?
Doing well. Happy Thanksgiving early.
Ooh, it's been right back at you. I almost forgot.
How could you forget turkeys?
Because we eat them at Christmas.
Oh, I guess so. Across the across over the pond and through the woods or whatever.
That'll work. Yeah.
That'll work. Carrie, I'll let you talk to Jason Adrian. He's going to talk about Toys for Tots today. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Brian, and I'll chat back with you later. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing for Toys for Tots?
Well, Toys for Tots, as we all know, Christmas is coming up, and there's a lot of needy children here in Murfreesboro, and what we're doing through the Rutherford County Home Builders Association, the fire department, and the Marines is we are currently, we have boxes out at several locations where we're collecting toys for the Toys for Tots Day of Giving.
Okay, and what are some of these locations?
All of the Dollar Generals in town should have a box in their store where they're picking up toys. Toys R Us is doing a toy drive. Barnes & Noble collects books for Toys for Tots every year. Let's see, several of the banks here in town. Olympus Gym is one side, the bowling alley, Heritage Cleaners. All are collecting toys currently, but there's actually a list of these sites that we can make available to everybody through the Home Builders website.
My goodness, that's a lot of information. So why don't you talk a little bit about Toys for Tots? What kind of toys should we be donating?
Well, the toys that we are looking for are new, unused toys, preferably packaged still. We don't have the means to take care of used toys, so we can really only need to take in new toys. And the other thing we like to do, obviously, is we like to collect money for Toys for Tots. And the reason for this is that we can buy toys tax-free. So we can stretch your money further than you can, essentially. So for every dollar, we can spend a dollar and not pay any tax on it.
I did not know that. So where can people donate money instead of toys?
Well, where we would like people to donate to is the Home Builders Association office, which is located at 730 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, Suite 4. Which is over off Middle Tennessee Boulevard. That'd be a great place to take any monetary donations that you'd like to drop off for Toys for Tots. And make the checks out to Rutherford County's Home Builders Care, which is the Toys for Tots, where the Toys for Tots Fund is for the home builders.
So this is a lot of information, and we'll get it out on the web so that people that are listening can just go click on my Facebook page, which, plug for me, Kerry, at WGNS Radio. I'm out there, search for me, and maybe I'll accept you as a friend, and maybe I won't. But in any event, we're going to post most of this information out there somewhere so that you can all take a look. But I also want to talk to Jason a little bit about why is he involved with Toys for Tots, and tell me why it's a little personal for you.
Well, I work for Vulcan Materials here in town, which is a associate member of the Home Builder Association. And I got involved 5 years ago with Toys for Tots as a volunteer. I really thought it was just a great program. And my first year in, I really just went out to help set up, kind of set up the area, put the toys out. And I just thought it was a really great, rewarding thing to be a part of. And so the next year, they asked me if I'd like to get more involved. And 5 years later, I've co-chaired it 4 years. And this year I have two other co-chairs who I'd like to mention as well. It's Monica Bowman and Steve Arnold that are co-chairing it with me this year. But it's just it's really a rewarding thing to be a part of. There's nothing like it. There's a lot of work that goes into it before the Day of Giving. And the Day of Giving is just so rewarding to see those kids come through with a smile on their face. And I just thought, I was very fortunate as a child. I never had to wake up on Christmas morning and not have any presents.
Me neither.
And I thought, what it would be like for a child to go to school and not be able to tell their friends what they got for Christmas. When all of their friends are sitting around talking about, well, this is what I got for Christmas. And I can't imagine going in on, the day after Christmas or after Christmas and not having anything to talk about.
My mother wrapped every single pen, every single pencil, every single piece of candy. I never, ever went without on Christmas. But in this day and age, there's so much other pressure out there. I think the last thing you want to do is for a child not to have anything to open on Christmas morning. And I would imagine that demand has gone up tremendously for the public assistance.
Yeah, the economy being the shape that we all know it is, the need is greater, and unfortunately that also diminishes everybody's ability to give a lot. So we're struggling with more people needing toys, more children in need this year, and less funds to do it with. So that's a constant struggle in these times. And the other thing I think that has hit us all is that we all know somebody that's been impacted negatively by the current economy, and we all know people that are in need. So you know, if you can and you have the ability to volunteer or to give money or toys, I think it's just very rewarding to help out people in your community.
Well, I think so too. I mean, I never really thought that much about Toys for Tots, other than, you know, maybe doing something at my place of work and participating that way. But you're really sort of hitting a few emotions in me, I think, in that, well, number one, Dollar General is a great store. I mean, we all love Dollar General. But the other thing I did not know is that my gym, Olympus Gym, where I work out on a very regular basis, is also collecting. So I'll be able to at least participate through them. So thank you very much, Jason. I do appreciate that. And also, I want to talk a little bit about Holly, who I hope is listening. Holly's on a deadline over at VIP, so she wasn't able to join us today. But I was telling Jason how I met his wife, and why don't you tell that story?
Well, I believe that y'all met through Project Help, is that correct?
Yes, Project Help!
Which is a great, great place here in Murfreesboro. My daughter goes to Project Help, and Holly is on the board at Project Help, and it's just a great program that they run there. I think that they do a great service in our community as well for children in our community, and I'm always impressed when I get to go sit and watch. Which is not very often, but when I get to go watch my daughter and the other children learn in that class, it's just incredible.
I know, it's fantastic. I get to do it as often as I want because I volunteer there. And in fact, I go up there and I hang out with them. I mean, literally, when they're doing circles around the perimeter of the classrooms. And I've also been helping them put together the family resource library. And they've asked me to be their librarian.
Oh, well, that's a lot of fun.
I know.
That's a lot of fun.
I know. It's a tremendous amount of fun. Yeah. I can't wait for it to happen, actually. But Holly very graciously volunteered your time on the air today. And is there anything else you wish to add?
No, I would like to thank you for having me. Thank my wife for volunteering me today for this. Now, I'd just like to say, if you can give a toy to Toys for Tots, that's great. If you could give money, that's great. If you can give your time and volunteering, that's great, too. We have an email for Toys for Tots that you can email us if you're having trouble finding a site to donate toys, or if you're having trouble finding a place to write your check, if you can't find the home builder's office, or the fire halls in town are also all collecting toys. As well as they'll take your monetary donations as well, and they all go back to Toys for Tots. One thing I want to kind of stress is that there are no paid employees on Toys for Tots. Everything that we do is solely volunteer driven, so all the money that goes into Toys for Tots stays and gets donated back out in the form of toys.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the children that are recipients on this day of giving, and how do you, on the flip side, become qualified for a toy? Do you know much about that?
Yeah, well, what we do is we lean heavily on the school system for that. They give us a list of the, and by list I mean a number of kids they have on their free and reduced lunches, and that gives us an idea of how many children they have that are needy. Now what we do is we make up invitations, we take them to the student counselors, and they decide, or they hand them out to the children they feel they're most needy in the school. Now, there are nearly, and this number may not be completely accurate, but last time I checked, there were over 10,000 students in Murfreesboro alone that were on the free and reduced lunches.
10,000 children?
That's correct, yes. And the goal of Toys for Tots eventually would be to be able to give all those children a Christmas. Right now, what we're currently doing is we're giving out 3,000 invitations this year.
So you're giving 3,000 bags of toys.
Well, how
does it work?
Actually, the way it used to be done years ago was that they would come and get a bag of toys. What we do now is we set it up more like a store where the children get to come in and go shopping. We set it up where they get to come in. Every child walks away with a book. Every child walks away with at least two toys. A stuffed animal, and you know, we try to make sure every child gets that, and hopefully one day we'll be able to do that for all 10,000 kids in Mercer. Or actually, the hope would be that fewer and fewer children in Rutherford County that need to be a part of the Toys for Tots program. But you know, we'd like to be able to help out more and more each year.
Well, I suppose it's what I always say. You know, Tennessee is not called the volunteer state for nothing, and I've lived in other states, so. Again, it just goes back to why I just love this town so much. I mean, your face is lighting up when you're talking about this, and that's what I like. I like to see the excitement, you know.
Well, the group of people that put this together, I just happen to be the one lucky enough here today talking about it. There's an army of people that put this together, from the Marines to the firemen to all the volunteers to the Home Builders Association. There is a whole lot of people that make it happen, and it really is just a great thing to see happen. When we walk into a building, it's usually a warehouse or a building that's not currently being used, because we have to get donated buildings. We don't want to spend any money on rent. So we're fortunate in this town to have some people who have some vacant space that they're willing to give to us this year. Michael Hunt with Hunt Properties has donated a building to us this year to use. So we go into these vacant buildings, and all these volunteers set it up. By the time we all get done, it looks like a Christmas store. It looks like a toy store.
So how can you volunteer for that? I want to be a helper.
Well, the day of giving is going to be December 17th, and we'll be setting up the week prior to. So again, if you go to the email site and you email us at toysfortotsrc@gmail.com and you tell us that you want to volunteer, we'll be happy. Somebody will get in touch with you and get you set up with a time. We have all kinds of shifts the week prior to, and then the day of, we have several shifts where we have people in there handing out toys.
Ooh, I bet that is a coveted position.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We don't have too much trouble filling those positions today.
I bet. Sign me up. Not a problem. I'll come out on Christmas Day. I don't mind. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a great day. And you know, up until that point, I think everybody's pretty stressed out, I guess you'd say, from set up and worried about how it's going to go. But the day everybody's walking around with a big smile on their hand. I can't get people to leave is the problem. We usually have people that start at 8 in the morning and don't leave till 6 or 7 that night. So most everybody stays all day.
I think that's great. I think it's brilliant. Now, we got just a few more minutes. Why don't we talk about the toys? You said about books and you said about money. That's very clear. Talk a little bit about what kind of toys you're looking for.
We give toys out to children anywhere from infants all the way to teenagers. So truthfully, the areas that we usually have the most need are in the infant area, and 12 and up, we usually have, that's where we're light on toys.
What sort of toys? I have no children, so I don't know what
you know. Infants is blankets, stuffed animals,
sure, that's easy.
Stuff like that. The teenagers, that gets tougher.
Tricky.
For me, it's kind of tricky. We've had people bring in makeup kits. We've had people bring in, one year we had a store donate hundreds of curling irons, mirrors,
wow,
hair dryers, watches. Boys, of course, love football, basketball, any kind of sports equipment is always a big hit. So the other thing, you know, that we like to get too is even simple stuff like blankets and mittens. We like to get those too. Last year, I think, was the toughest year we had. We probably had more needy kids last year come in, and we actually had a couple kids come through that were so in need that there's this room full of toys, and they can pick out anything they want. We had a little girl ask us for a blanket.
Ugh, don't. Now, see, there's no crying on my radio show. Thank you.
So, you know, that's the kind of need that we have in our community that you just don't think about. And everybody I mean, I think all of my volunteers were about to break down in tears when we heard that. Of course, she left with a blanket.
We
made sure she got a blanket. And so, but that's the kind of need we have out there. And that's just one story. We've had several kids come through. They want, you know, gloves or a hat. And they've got all these toys, but they just want the basics. They just want things to keep them warm and comfortable.
Wow. Now, I have another question for you. Are you a United Way agency, or you're a foundation in your own right, correct?
We're not a United Way agency currently. We are a 501(c).
Okay.
So we do have that status, but we are not a United Way agency. We've only been a 501(c). I believe we got everything done about 2 years ago. So 2 to 3 years ago.
Oh, your particular branch of the Toys
right.
for Tots.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
when they make the checks or they make a monetary donation, it is also a tax deduction.
Yes, it's a tax write-off.
I'm not an
yes.
accountant. So
yes, it is. Yes, we're an official 501(c), so everything you donate is tax deductible.
Okay. Now, an idea that I have, and I'll plug Dollar General, is that they can go ahead and go into Dollar General, do your regular shop, and then pick up some sort of maybe a little makeup kit, because they're really inexpensive.
That's right.
At Dollar General.
That's
you can get some really good deals.
It's
in
a great way to do that. Is, you know, while you're shopping, just pick up an extra toy, or you know, spend a little extra money, and you've got something to throw in the box on the way out.
Right.
So, and it makes a huge difference. The little bit of money it costs makes a huge difference in somebody, you know, a child's life.
Well, especially a 15-year-old that wants desperately to try makeup for the first time.
I really can't attest to that, but I'm sure that sounds great.
Your daughter will.
yes.
Eventually
my daughter will be all about that.
And I know your daughter, and I know for sure she will be all about that.
Yes. Yes, she already likes to go shopping. At two.
At two, I know. Anyway, Jason, thank you so much for coming this afternoon.
Thank you so much
for
having
me. It was a pleasure.
It was nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And before I go, I just want to thank Jennifer and her fabulous staff today over at the Nurture Nook. I pampered myself, and I promised her that I would, of course, mention her United Way campaign. She's doing Kisses for a Cause, and 20% of all of her lip products are going to the United Way, and that's the Nurture Nook over on Walnut Street. So, ladies, if you pucker up, she'll pony up 20% of her lip proceeds to the United Way. And that'll about do it for me, I think. Oh, can I mention my friend's restaurant, Brian?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I love my friend Sydney. She owns a restaurant called Pad Thaya, which is actually located next door to the United Way office. You know, over by Regions Bank in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Yummy food.
Good
made
stuff.
Made fresh. Yeah, made fresh on premise. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Well, we'll say hello to her. And you can find this interview on our podcast page, and I've also linked up your Facebook page on there for you. So,
thank you.
So just search for Carrie, WGNS Talk Radio, and you'll find Miss Carrie Boylan. Nice, beautiful picture there. And we've got the podcast. I'm sure you'll put that on Facebook, too, for the friends.
I will indeed, yeah. They all listen to it. So
well, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Brian. Same to you. Have a lovely Thanksgiving.
You too. Carrie Boylan joining us here on WGNS with Toys for Tots conversation. We're going to wrap it all up here in just a second. Hope you'll hang in there with us.